Hello guys, welcome to another episode of The Entrepreneur Show. My name is Blessing Abeng and with me is... Okay, so this week has been very adventurous. It has been amazing. We partnered with Startup Grind as a company to facilitate their meetup for February. Startup Grind Lagos hosts meetups every month, every end of the month, every last Saturday of the month. And we are always partners. We're always there for them, day in, day out. Beautiful. This month, they had amazing guests and amazing lineups. We were happy and glad to be part of it. Owen, do you want to talk more about that?
So this month, we decided to focus on finances. As we all know, finances are really important for the growth of any business. Without money, without value, without resources, no business can grow, no business can succeed. And managing that resource called money is really, really important. We also had somebody come talk about effective time management, because we need to start viewing, or the entrepreneur needs to start viewing time as a valuable resource. A resource that when lost, you cannot really gain.
I don't think it's just that. It's also the fact that as an entrepreneur, it feels like 24 hours is never really enough.
So how do
you get to do everything you need to do and still be in touch with your personal life and still do everything that society demands of you and still make money with your business? So yeah, I think time management was really a good learning call.
So Dr. Olumuyiwa Oludayo spoke about effective time management. He is the director of the Africa
Leadership and Development Center.
He and also the former registrar of Covenant University.
He taught me, so I'm very excited. I'm serious. He used to be a mentor.
Here are snippets of some of the things he had to say.
Thank you. I'm not sure I'm as great as I want to be yet. But thank you, I'm excited to be here. I'm sure you're also very excited to be here. I see a couple of my friends here, and so I feel a lot more comfortable. I see Anthony Mee here, so if we make money, it's because we're learning from people like her. And if we're not making, maybe we have not understood what you're sharing. All right, I'm glad to be here, and the reason is I also love to learn. And talking about time management, many of us possibly have read a lot about it. I'm a lecturer by profession. I have a PhD in human resource management, and I lecture at Covenant University. And I've had many, many administrative roles. And these roles have helped me to understand the need for effective utilization of my time. I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm the first of six siblings, combining my wife's siblings and my own siblings. That's my six. Okay, so she's the first, so I'm first of six of them, or seven of them. And my father is first, and so there are many relatives whose apron, whose ropes are tied to his. And so there's so a lot to do, and as entrepreneurs, there's a lot to do here and there. You're a father, you're a friend, you're possibly a mentor to someone. You are a neighbor. If you worship somewhere, you are a member of a group in there and that. So there's a lot, and you're wondering, how can I achieve great results? Because ultimately, what we're looking out for here is results. Whether the result is personal satisfaction, or the result is financial success, whichever way, we're looking out for results. But for me, I look at time from several perspectives. Number one, I see time as a currency. If it's a currency, that means it carries value. I can trade it. And so I like you to look at time, if you have not given attention to it before, look at it as currency, something I can trade. Number two, I see time also as a resource, something I can use. I can use my time, I can trade my time. Employees trade their time for money, and that's the worst way to make money. Because, I don't know, it's not just good enough. Nobody can really tell you the worth of the effort you put into it. But if that's where you're going to start from, why not? Just start from it. We have seen people who worked for someone, and now people are working for them. They didn't like when they were working for people, but now they're hiring people to work for them. I don't understand how they do that. If you never like that experience, why hire people? Why don't you just tell them, say, go and work. I want you to be an entrepreneur as well. Your dream will never come true if you don't have employees with you, okay? So I see time as a currency, I see it as a resource, I see it as a tool, like an equipment that I can engage, like a gardening tool. something I can always use. And finally, I see time as an indicator. It is telling me my time is up. It is telling me I'm closer. It is telling me I'm not fast enough. So when I see time from this perspective, whatever I do, whatever my tasks, whether as an entrepreneur or as an administrator or a facilitator, whatever I do, these things shape the way I engage time. If it's currency, it carries value, so I can't afford to waste it. If it's a resource that I must use effectively, I also can't afford to waste it, because resources, we are told in economics, they are scarce. But you see, all of us have the same length of time, 24 hours. $10, we've mentioned the name here, 24 hours. Bill Gates, 24 hours. Muyiwa, 24 hours. Owen, 24 hours. Antony, me, 24 hours. Every one of us have 24 hours. God hasn't given anybody an additional hour. He will just whisper in your ears, you know what, today you will sleep longer. Or today, every other person will be short by 1 hour. No, we all have the same. And so we are not underprivileged, and some other persons are not overprivileged. But how then do we really maximize time? I'm going to give you a formula. This formula you possibly know, but I've added a little bit of one or two things that I've learned. And I'll tell you where I learned some of these things from. Because one of my greatest pride is to share the knowledge of those who have excelled in these certain things. I'm very, very privileged to have worked and to still work with Bishop Oyedepo. And one of the many things he taught me is what I'm going to share here. I wonder how he manages his schedule. I wonder how he manages to control the things that come around him. And I've worked, and when I mean very closely, I work very, very, very closely with him. And some of the things I'll share here are things I learned from him, and some of them maybe my discoveries reading. Number one on the formula table is goals. You see, you cannot value your time, you cannot use your time, you cannot engage it, you cannot invest it if you don't have anything at stake. You know, at times many of us just wake up and say, okay, let's go, whatever comes today. If you just live your life that way, nothing will come. But your goals must be very definite and specific. What exactly did you wake up to do this morning? And when we talk about a goal, maybe a grand goal, maybe a specific goal for the year, we've already done 2 months. 2 months is gone in 12 months for this year. And a number of us are wondering, oh my God, I had New Year resolutions. Where are the resolutions now? Do you still have them? You still have 10 months. I'm sure you can still achieve them. We all can still achieve them. Number two item, because I'm not supposed to do so much, we will engage in question and answer. And number two item is a task list. What we refer to as a to-do list. How many of us here keep to-do lists? It looks like it's a cake. What I learned about to-do lists, someday I sat with the bishop and he said to me, Muyiwa, this is 11 p.m. I still have 47 items on my to-do list and I'm not going to sleep until I finish them. I'm like, okay, that's good, boss. So he said, all of you go and sleep. He urges us on to sleep while he retires back to work. And then he has this way of telling you, you will be greater than me. And I say, okay, come on. If I sleep now and you are working, I mean, I will be greater than you. What a fine way to be greater. And so I don't agree. So when he says go, and I wait, looking at the lights from the office, and I continue. But he has a list. If you have goals, break them down. Ordinary hope, not waiting you to tell yourself. People don't make you forget how you hoped, how you longed, how you wished, how you believed. Say you fit do anything. I'm so sure that you had a lot to learn from the little we put up. The full clips will be available for sale, right?
And they'll be available on the website. So next on the line. Our next guest, who was our special guest, was Nimi Akinwunmi, and she shared very strong tips and lessons about finances, your personal finances, your finances as a business. She said a lot. It was really encompassing.
So Nimi Akinwunmi is a veteran in the business industry or business world. She is the CEO of Best Man Games, the company that owns the Monopoly franchise for Africa. She is also a wealth advisor. She has over 20 years experience in the banking sector. That means she actually understands how important your finances are. So we are going to share some snippets of all she had to say. She had so much to say. We'll also share the slides.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, and we hope you learn from them. So listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you all for coming out to spend this afternoon with me. I'm here to learn as well. So I'm a pretty new entrepreneur. I was a banker for 23 years. So my journey as an entrepreneur is in my middle age. So it's very different from you all. But I've gone through some of the cycles that you're going through. I'm still learning. I don't know how many of you have been completely knocked down by the devaluation I was last year. So, you know, you sort of pick yourself up and you get moving again. I love what you said about entrepreneurship. You know, you're there for the long haul, so you won't just pack it in because you've had this vision and you believe in it and that's what you want to be doing. So you sort of change the model. It's all about change and organizing, getting yourself ready for the next hiccup. There will always be those stresses. Let's talk a bit about the Nigerian reality. Inflation, the volatility of the Naira, unstable power supply. I mean, how much does everyone spend on diesel? It's incredible how much we're spending of our earnings on power. Multiple taxations, who've had the call from LIRS at your door and your letters? Limited access to funding. Limited human resources, a major, major issue in Nigeria. You need to have people cleverer than you working with you. But how do you afford it? And how do you ensure that you don't have a mediocre team? Overheads, then of course security concerns. But what I've found now is everywhere you go, there's this story of doom and gloom. I'm tired of it because I've found that the opportunities are incredible. And if you hang around with the wrong people who are all professing that, oh, this is going to happen, and all this is going to happen, businesses won't survive, you're going to miss it. The greatest depressions, the greatest recessions in the world, incredible things happened to some people all over the world. So you want to be one of those. But if you're hanging around with people who haven't got much ambition or who are worried and listless and have no real energy, then you miss out on the great things that can happen. I was astonished. We tried to raise $1 billion in Nigeria, and how much, who knows how much was chasing the $1 billion investment in the bond? Nearly 8 billion. They went to the UK to raise funds in the financial markets, and it was oversubscribed by almost 800%. So that means somebody believes in Nigeria. So we're right here, we're at the right place at the right time. So just remember that as an entrepreneur, as a startup, you have an incredible opportunity. Now, why is that? Second largest economy in Africa, growing economy, there is just so much to do, almost anything. Good idea you have, back it up with customer service and knowledge and experience and expertise, and you have a winning formula. Then you've got an entrepreneurial population. I think every Nigerian practically is an entrepreneur, okay? Huge market, huge. Where can you find 170 million people? It's ridiculous. And then if you're in Lagos, 22 million people. That's your market. It's extraordinary. Apparently, we're the seventh country in terms of internet usage. So even if you don't have much money for marketing, you can be out there, free of charge almost. Okay? So just remember opportunities. If you're hanging around people that don't energize you, if you go somewhere, you leave someone and you're feeling a bit drained and you know that feeling, don't call them anymore. I'm sorry, it has to be that. You've got to select your people that you hang around with that can propel you, encourage you, motivate you. It's so important at times like this. So these are my 10 tips for startups. I'll go through each one very quickly so we can spend more time talking. It's better for us to spend time in Q&A. Your business plan, where will the funds come from? Separate your personal finances. I love what someone said, from your business finances. Critical, critical. Don't ignore your personal finances. Put structures in place from day one. Don't mess around with structures. Because you're a startup, you think you just sort of manage, you know, with the pad and so on. stay close to the numbers. Your people are key. Be social. Business happens online. Protect your assets with insurance. And then you've got to give back. You owe it to your community for what you are today to have a social impact. Number one, your business plan. If you fail to plan, you're going to fail. He said that so well. It is so critical. You need to have a business plan for the next 3 to 5 years. It is literally your roadmap. It's like a Bible telling you, you should have done your research. Who's the competition? What are they doing? Where are they? What is your business? What do you need? What is your budget? Forecasts. Study it, refer to it, and update it. So like mine had to change because my business was finished. The devaluation, because everything I do is imported, so the devaluation really knocked me down. Now, my new ambition is to make the most incredible board game 100% made in Nigeria. So that's a great thing that's happened with this whole development, because I can't afford to be importing games. So I've got to find a way. There are printers, what is it? Isn't it cardboard? It folds like a book, isn't it? The plastic tokens, all this rubbish in the water, plastic, isn't it? Wouldn't it be great if I could recycle the plastic and make tokens for my games? Yeah, I've got to think about it. Because if I continue at 600 and whatever to £1, I'm going to be out of business. Okay, so you've got to, your business plan must constantly keep on looking at all these things. Okay? It looks at the challenges, the opportunities, blueprint. It is what you need to present your ideas to investors, to government, to creditors, to customers. So you need to have that document. It really is important. Now, in terms of some of these companies that are giving opportunities to startups, your business plan is number one. I'm on the Tony Elumelu Entrepreneurship, I'm on the selection committee. Your business plan, number one. And ladies, where are you? What is happening? We're trying to get to at least 50% of the applications to be ladies. I mean, you put your application, you don't submit, you start it out and then you don't finish. There's something about women entrepreneurs, we've got to stop being so scared. We're very tentative. We have great ideas, but it's just to take that big step and do it. Sometimes, sorry gentlemen, sometimes our ideas are way better, but we just did not cross that finish line. Okay, so we're closing on in 5 days' time. If you were one of those that planned to submit, please submit. 1st of March, midnight, it closes. And that is $5 million initially, phenomenal 3-month training, mentoring, and fantastic access to investors, which is what everyone needs. So take advantage of some of these things. There are so many others. Lagos State had a $25 billion, a grant. Yeah, look out for these things. These are ways of getting funding, okay? Number two, sources of funding. Your personal money. So if you didn't have any savings, how on earth are you going to still start up? Everybody wants to see some skin in the game. People are more confident if you put some of your own money in something, okay? Family and friends. Are you one of those people that borrows from people and don't pay back? Then you go through the back staircase, or you take them off your BBM or your... You know what I'm talking about? It's maddening, maddening. People will borrow money from you, and they won't pay you back. But they're doing a terrible disservice to themselves because you need friends and family for your startup. So if everyone now knows you're one of those that starts dodging, they're not going to lend you the money. I was a banker for 23 years. It takes a while before we lend you money. Sadly, we love to lend you money when you're already doing very, very well. Okay? So don't sniff at friends and family. That is cheap money. Half the time, they don't even charge you interest. Your parents will give you some money, your brother, your sister, your friends. Interest-free loans, don't abuse it. Okay? And of course, you have the banks. Supplier credit for those of you who have stock. These are ways of getting funding. Government programs. Individual investors, philanthropists, venture capital, usually for very large numbers. And of course, do you have to own the business all by yourself? Biggest mistake I made. I thought this business, no, I can't share it. I'm going to be a billionaire in 3 years or something. So I didn't take an investor, put all my life savings in there. If I had just taken an investor money, I could have leveraged and done much bigger things. But because I didn't have much money, I was just very tired. 100% of nothing. Okay, so if somebody that is thinking of starting, don't think you have to own it all. Mine was greed. I thought, oh, I'll be selling it too cheap now because I know what I'm going to be doing in a few years' time. So I'll wait until I've made this thing, then I can get a huge amount. It doesn't quite work like that because you need that extra investment.
Now waiting you to tell yourself. People don't make you forget how you hoped, how you longed, how you wished, how you believed. Say if you do anything you wanna.
It was really a great learning experience. We also had questions and answers. We had the learning curves. We had musings. There was a lot of information going around. It was beautiful.
And I think one of the beautiful things were the participants. We had a VC come around from Silicon Valley. We had entrepreneurs from all walks of life.
Sure.
Journalists, lawyers.
Pulse was a major sponsor, I think. So that was really nice. And I think that we should... I think you should download the full version because there's a lot to learn. It's about 2 hours and we can't share it in just one podcast. So it would be nice if you could purchase it. It's just ₦1,000 and I think you'd learn. You'd be happy.
So next week we'll be having an interesting entrepreneur. Should we unveil?
No.
So till next week.
We remain your guy and your girl. Listen, I bang and who am I?
That's awesome. You've got to save it. You've got to save it. You've got to save it.